Malach of Yaakov and Yosef. Sorry, Yosef was Echad, Yosef and Yehuda. The Machlokes between Yosef and Yehuda. Yeshev, Bigish Yaakov, Leisha B'Shalva, what's the Shalva he was waiting for? Shalva, the Indian of Shalva is the Indian of Menucha, Menucha Shalom, Shalva, Vahashki, Vavetach. The Indian of Shalva is Shabbos. Shabbos is Menucha Shalom, Shalva, Vahashki, Vavetach. Yaakov Avinu wants to live a Shabbos like a Leben already. The Sod is that Yaakov Avinu, in last week's parasha, it says, Vayivosa Yaakov Levada. And the Medrash says, "No, Yivosi Yaakov Levada." The Medrash brings down the pasuk of Niskov Hashem Levada Beyem Ahu. Niskov Hashem Levada Beyem Ahu. Rabban Shlomo be Niskov Hashem Levada Beyem Ahu. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Beyem Ahu is referring to the Elef Hashvi. The Elef Hashvi, kilu, there's a shita there in Rosh Hashanah. The world is going to go back. Hashem Lamabel Yosho. It's going to go back where the whole world is going to be destroyed. Kilu, and it's going to be Elef Hashvi. Their world is going to be brought back to a matzav of Menucha. Menucha, Menucha, Shalom, Shalom, Vahashke, Lovetach. Veniskav Hashem Levada, Be'ema, who is the Bechina of Shabbos? Shabbos is like the Yichud, is only the Rebbein Shleim. Shabbos is only the Rebbein Shleim. The Hanhoga, that is only the Rebbein Shleim, is because Shabbos, everything is Shavis. In other words, everything Shavis, Nesasa, Kol Malocha, it's Kilo, the whole world is brought back to a Matzav of Shvisa, and all there is, the only one that's constantly going, that can't be brought to a Matzav of Shvisa, is the Rebbein Shleim. So that's the Inyan of Veniskav Hashem Levada, Be'ema, who? That's the Inyan of Shvisa. Hanhoga, but there's only the Rebbein Shleim. When there's a haba mina or an assign to think that there's something else, that's already confusing. That's already hevach. Niskav Hashem Levada Beyem Ahu. Person has to think that he's born in the whole time. That there's going to be a tkufa of a Yom Ahu. Yihi Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. There's only going one, and we're going to realize that the whole Hanhoga comes from the Rebbein Shleim. The whole Hanhoga, everything comes from the Rebbein Shleim. Everything is only the Rebbein Shleim. The Anhoga is Anhoga of Mayimahu Yah Hashem Echad Avaya Echad Shema Echad. That's the Anhoga of Mashiach ben David. That's the Anhoga that comes from Yehuda. Yehuda has in him the name Yudke Vovki. Yehuda corresponds to the Anhoga of the Tkufa of Mashiach ben David. So Yehuda is coming from that Nakuda. Yehuda is that Yehuda is that Anhoga. He's got in him the Shem Yudke Vovke, and the Shem Yudke Vovke is the Anhoga where corresponding to a Tkufa where it's going to be Nizdala, that it was only the Rabban Shlom's Anhoga. It's going to be seen Begoyal, V'nirehu Ayin Ba'ayin V'shuv Hashem Tzion. We see the Havaya, V'masay, the Bechin of Havaya, V'inenu Sirena Malchusecha, that is only the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Anhoga of Yehuda. Yosef is the Anhoga, a Pelita Gezach, and Yosef is the Anhoga of feeling that Anhoga of the Yemahu Yih Hashem Echad Shema Echad, even before it's in this Gal El Apol to the whole world. Hari with Mamim and Munah Shleima, the Be'etzem throughout the Shita Al Fashin is also only one Anhoga, the Anhoga of the Rebbein Shleim. It's hidden in all the other Anhogas in the Shem Elikim. It's hidden in all the Ribuyim and in all the Avodazaras Achmon Etzlan and all the Klippas and all the Hastaros. And therefore, that's why there's no Menucha B'Shalva of a Yid who feels that Anhoga, even whilst it's in Golas. He's living a world, he's living a life of Be'yem Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Shema Echad. That's the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik. The Midah of Yosef HaTzadik is the one that sees that there's only the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout Golas as well. That's the difference between Yosef and Yehuda. Really, Yosef and Yehuda is one Re'iyah. But Yehuda is when it's Nizgala to the whole world, and Yosef is the one who goes in. Yosef is a Tzadik. Nista, he's the one who goes in and sees the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything. How does that relate to the whole idea that Yosef HaTzadik's Midah, the Yosef HaTzadik's Midah is Midah HaYisod? Yosef HaTzadik's Midah is Midah HaYisod. Midah HaYisod is Kedushas HaBris. How does that relate to it? The Torah says, Hafledik. Because Ashikorcha by Malik, it says, Ein Zarah Shel Yosef. Ein Zara Shel Esav Noifel Elevid Yizara Shel Yosef. Yosef is going to put an end to Edom. Yosef is going to put an end. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be Meitz Hashem Menatzeach and Gog Magog. He's going to bring the Bechinas Gula. He's going to be like the pasuk says that when Yosef Tzadik was born, if Vayetzid, Yosef Tzadik was born, so Yaakov said, "Lo Meshalcheini." Rashi says, "Why did Yaakov was ready to leave when Yosef was born?" Shenema Beis Yaakov LeEish Beis Esav LeKash Beis Yosef is the Lehova. He's ready to take on Esav. Esav falls. Esav Amalek falls beyond the Zarish of Yosef. What's the Shayachis? But the answer is, it's Haflidik. Because Yosef's Midas Hayesod. Midas Hayesod is Kedushas Habris. By Amalek it says Ashekorcha. Ashekorcha has two pshatim in Rashi. Lashon Mikre, coincidence, meaning not seeing the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Lashon Tumah, Lashon Keri. It's all one way. The pshat is that a person who's not Shema Habris, all the Swam HaKadoshim talk about that the Pagam Habris brings a person to Atzvus. Why does it bring a person to Atzvus? Because a person's besimcha when he sees that there's only the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then a person's besimcha. When a person only sees Hesed, when a person doesn't see the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's got Sveikus, and he's got Sveikus, and he's got this, and then there's a matzav of Hesed upon him. Whoever's Shema Abris, when there's no Keri, then there's no Mikra. When there's Keri, then there's Mikra. So Gam Abris causes Atzvus, because the Pagam of Keri causes a person to feel that everything's Mikra. And when he causes the feel that everything's mikre, so then he falls into atzvus. Yosef is a shema abris. There's no carry, so there's no mikre. There's no mikre, so Yosef HaTzadik sees that same anhoga of a yemahu yeh. That everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Havaya, hoya, hoya, yeh. Everything was, is, and always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef sees that in the matzav of Golos as well. Yosef sees that in the matzav of Golos. Who came from Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is Akiva ben Yosef. Akiva ben Yosef was happy when he saw them. When he saw Shul Yotzim, he laughed. He laughed because he's besimcha. Because he's besimcha because he sees the anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees through a chorban. He sees the anhoga that everything's Rabban Shlan. He sees the anhoga of La'osed Lavoi besoich HaGolos as well. Because he's Akiva ben Yosef. He's coming from Yosef. And that's what Yosef HaTzadik shows. That's the madrega of Yosef HaTzadik. There's no mikra because there's no kid. And Amalek, it's Machshul Klal Yisrael, and to carry, he's trying to bring Mikra into Klal Yisrael. And that's how Amalek is Gematria Sofik. When there's Mikra, then there's Sofik. When you don't see the Rabban Shalom. Mechias Amalek is the biggest Simcha. Mechias Amalek is by Yosef HaTzadik. Mechias Amalek was in Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is the month of Yosef HaTzadik. Where do you see that Taka B'Poel in Yosef? Where do you see that in Yosef? You see that Moedik in Yosef. When Yosef was Megal himself to his brothers, Yosef Tzadik says to his brothers when he sold him, "Ani Yosef Achechem Shemachatim Oitzi Mitzrayimah and Vayigash Al Teyotzvu Valicha Beinichem Vayishlachin Yelakim Lefneichem Va'ata Loi Atem Shalachtem Oitzi Heino Loi Atem Shalachtem Oitzi Heino Sot Neshutin Mitenk. It's nothing to do with you. Ki Elakim Vayisimeni Av Leparei Leodoyim." Adarabba, there was no caste, there was no nothing to his brothers. Like Yosef HaTzadik sees the anhog of the Rabban Shalom. Who's the Rabban Shalom's puppet? If it's the brothers, if it's somebody else, it's all the Rabban Shalom. Everything's the Rabban Shalom. You didn't do anything. Atem loy atem shalachtem oisiyeno. That's how Yosef HaTzadik sees everything. If you see everything like that, so then, Al Tiyotzevu, Al Yecha Benechem, Kimachatem, I see nothing to do with you. Yo, this was in Mitzrayim, this was the beginning of the Golas going down to Mitzrayim, that Yosef HaTzadik is Megala through his Kedusha Sabris, that he wasn't Nifkam in Mitzrayim, but Kedusha Sabris, Yosef HaTzadik is Megala, that Loi Atem Shalachtem, Ki Yelikim, everything is Rabban Shalom, everything's from Nashkocha and Anhoga of the Rabban Shalom, the same Anhoga of Bayerma, who Yiyah, that's going to be Nizgala, was Nizgala to Yosef in Golas, and that's the subject. That's the sod of Yosef HaTzadik. And in the Megillas Esther, it's exactly the same thing. The Megillas Esther, the gili of the Hester, the Hechster gili Megillas Esther. Why is it the Hechster gili? Because you see, just like over here, besides, before we get to Megillas Esther, you see, Stamazai, a pachat de gazach, that how they realized the Mafreya, the Bechlal, that nobody knew that he was Yosef. The brothers had so many Ramazan that this king that they're coming, this person they're coming to look for their brother is, this is him. If you have a brother that you were brought up with all the years and he left, he wasn't never bid, and you see him 10 years later or however many years later, and now he's got a bid, you don't recognize it, don't recognize that's the brother, and then he called them all together and he's busy with them, and he has a suda with them, and he puts things in Binyamin, and he wants Tafka to see Binyamin, and he wants Tafka to the brothers chap nothing, because out to the Rabban Shlan, the whole story here was Megala that you're not doing anything. Afterwards, they must have kicked themselves. Whoa, we didn't chap, this is Yosef HaTzadik. Suddenly, all so many things suddenly become fempered. Ah, suddenly so many things become fempered. Now you understand things lemafreya. Now you understand that nothing's up to you. You're not bichlal about bechir in this old story. You didn't chap nothing. You just did kimsti geist. You're doing matit yom, matit nish. You're doing everything. You didn't know nothing. That's right. It was all the Rabban Shlomo. Atem loy achtem shlachtem oisihena. Same Nakudas by Megillas Esther, this Mikra, Kilo, Keilu Mikra, this Keilu Mikra, the Pink is angry Vashti, Pink the Gil Vashti, Pink Esther Amalka, Pink Mordechai heard Big Zomazerish, Pink he couldn't sleep at night, Pink Haman happened to be in the Chotzer, Nislas is Mordechai, Pink Haman gave the idea, and Haman and Mordechai rode on the horse, Pink Haman built a tree, and he ended up in the tree. Suddenly afterwards, suddenly you see how it's one big anhoga by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And just like in Mitzrayim, this wasn't the time of the Gula, this was the time of the beginning of the Golas, and just like in the story of Purim, that it's the same thing, in the story of Purim, it's the same Mahalach, that Akati Avdi Achashverosh Shanam, still Avdi Achashverosh, still, even though we're still dealing with Avodim, being Avodim of Achashverosh, but nevertheless we can see Kla other Abba in Golas, and Yosef Tzadik is Mamshech, that Gilu in Golas. Mamshech lagilu in Golus, the same anhoga by Yomahu, Yi Hashem Shemachot Shmoyachot, in Golus, and other Rabbah, that's the whole Chiddush over here. The whole Chiddush over here, that anhoga is anhoga that's taking place in Golus. That's the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. So by Yeshev Yaakov, Vikish Yaakov Leishev Vishal, Yaakov Rina Shena Ribba, he passed already the whole anhoga of Vayvasa Yaakov Levadoi, Viniska Hashem Levadoi by Yomahu. He had already had a hasoga of that bayom ahu of niskav Hashem levadai bayom ahu, and he wanted that anhoga now already. He wanted that anhoga bepoil of his galus now already. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, first this anhoga has to be nizgale in galus. First, this anhoga has to be nizgale in galus until it comes out el apoil, until it's nizgale el apoil. So we made it. That was the whole Nakuda, that was the whole Bikuat in Yosef and Yehuda. Yehuda is Kolkule there to be Megala, this whole Anhoga, that there shouldn't be a Golas anymore, and there shouldn't be anything anymore. It should be in his Gala. But the Rabban Shlom said no. Rabban Shlom says the biggest Gilu is when you can be Megala, that Merdik Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yemahu is still in Golas. So that the difference between in Golas and not in Golas, the whole chilik should be a chilik, and only what's in this gala and what's not in this gala. But besides that, there's no chiddush. Golas and Gula, the root of both words is Gimel Lamed. The Gimel Lamed is Golas. Gal is Golas. The whole chilik is of a zayvait and how much is going to be in this gala. But the Nahog is not changing. The Nahog is the same Nahog. The only difference is when it's going to be Nizgala. Geula is the Gal Aleph, is the Gili of the Aleph, the Aluf Vishaloyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to be Nizgala. In Golas, it's Behelem, or Be'enav's Kigit, somebody who has the Re'iyah can see that in Golas as well. So that was what Yosef Tzadik's Pa'ula was in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the Mokim of Golas. And that was Nimshach later, and anybody who's Nisyachis to Yosef can see has a special Re'iyah. Yosef's Mazel is Dogim. Dogim have their eyes open the whole time, and they're living under the water, and under the water is the Alma Diskasya, and they're seeing the Hanhoga the whole time in the Alma Diskasya. And the whole difference is that it's not Nisgala yet, but they're living in the Alma Diskasya. What's in Diskasya to us is Nisgala to them. And that's where Akiva ben Yosef, from Akiva, the Heliger of Akiva, got it to laugh when he saw the Chorim B'Samidosh. For him, Golas and Gaula was one thing. So after the Yishlach of Yaakov Avinu Zoicha to the Veniskav Hashem Levadoi, to the Yevosa Yaakov Levadoi, Veniskav Hashem Levadoi, now the coming parshas is to be Megale that Hanhoga in Golas. Before you get to the Bayomahu, it's not really a time to get to the Bayomahu. Before you get to that Bayomahu, that Hanhoga should be Nisgala. And that's the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef has to pull that off, and Yehuda the brothers can't wait for that. And that's the shoresh of the bikuchim between Yaakov and Yosef, between Yosef and Yehuda. So she bizarcha, it's two things. Number one, she bizarcha in all the matzavim in life, she bizarcha to see the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she bizarcha to see that the Rebbein Shalem is with us, and she bizarcha to see that Hanhoga is one Hanhoga. Hanhoga b'yemahu. That Hanhoga b'yemahu, we should see that b'soicha golus. That's the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik, le'atem acharetim oisi, not nishdi. There are certain things where it's so clear that it's only coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a shidduch, like a zivuk. They say it. I heard from Rav Tzvimai once. I was at a bar. Rav Tzvimai was there. He said that in the shidduch, we say es mitzada kala, es mitzada chosin. The common denominator is everybody's been atzat. Everyone's from the side. So who's there? The Baruch Shalom. He's in the middle. By shidduch, everybody sees that the Baruch Shalom is kefir. Nobody can say that I did the shidduch. Yena did the shidduch. You take two people and you put the two people together. You take up satzukim into shtembuch. This is the Eivishter. The Eivishter feed shidduchim. The Eivishter feed shidduchim. Everyone's been atzad. Everyone thinks about shidduchim. It's the same as by everything. Some things you see. Some things you see more. Other things you see less. But Eid is been atzad. Loi atem acharetem oisehina. That's the memes that Yosef Atzadik saw. He spoke to Pari, the Kim Yanush Lampara. Why was he in Mitzrayim? Because Mitzrayim is the Shem Elikim, Pari's mom and the Shem Elikim. The Shem Elikim. The Shem Elikim. And the Shem Elikim is Gematria Hateva. And Pari, Mitzrayim is a place of Teva. Yosef Atzadik has to be Mamshech that there's no Teva, there's no Mikra, there's no coincidence, it's garnished. Mitzrayim was a Mokum which was full of Keri. It was the most immoral town. It's called the Ervas Oretz. The Ervas Oretz was full of Keri. If it's called a Keri, it's called a Mikra, Megleit and Gornished. It's a Gematria Hateva. Yosef Atzadik comes down with Hanhoga of Havai, with Hanhoga of Sheyo, Shoyo Shem Shamayim, Shogol Bepiv, Shoyo Shem Shamayim, Shogol Bepiv. Yosef Atzadik got north in the room, Havai, Mit Havai, Mit Havaya, Mit Hoya, Hoy Veviya, in Mitzrayim, in the place which is called Mikra. Yosef Tzadik is Zakai, he's pure, he's Noki from Keri, he's Noki from Mikra. So he's going to bring down, he's going to be Mizgala in Mitzrayim, that Loya to Mechad to Mitzrayim. It's an Akdoma to the parashas, Siyat Shmaya, I'm sure we'll talk more on the subject. There's a lot of this in Abanisko, it's a very big Indian. Explains the parshas of Yishlach, the Organza Gishah, everything. No, the Ebishten, everything was in the Shamish, the Rabban Yishlach. There's nothing else. And really, Yaakov, it goes back even for Pachin Ketanim, because Pachin Ketanim is not something else. Everything is there for Avodah Hashem. There's only the Rabban Yishlach. There's only the Rabban Yishlach. Then the little thing is as chashuv as the big thing. The whole Gishef. When a person lives like that, he's living in a different matzav. Love and Garti, Tarek Mitzvah Shomarti.